Exclusions apply.
Today is a good day, as opposed to day-o or day-old. We got some day-old stories here. I always like the old stories because it kind of makes me put things. Normally, we're ahead of the curve with a lot of the discussion we have here on things. It takes my brother in the conversation business a while for it to settle in, but we're so smart here, we get it first, fast, and factual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Horn is on her toes. Rich McFadden on his heels. Or is it that he's just a heel? Which is it, Jennifer?
I think he's just on his heels.
I think you're right about that. Or he's on his ball there. He sits in the studio. Can we see that on the television now? Because
yes.
We are up.
Well,
can you see him on his ball?
You see him bouncing on it.
Bouncing,
and then you go, what are they sitting on? And then when they stand up, you see this big ball.
Actually, we got to have a contest now because Richie has got us up. We have a new video connection. So if you're at DougStephan.com, you'll see in the video box both me and Rich. I don't know. Is my picture bigger than Rich's? Is my video bigger than Rich's?
Oh, yes, totally.
Yeah, it has to be.
Okay,
after
not
all,
really, but
it is
yeah.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. But I have one of those blue balls. I had to bring that and bring
really?
It up here. Yeah, I do. I do. I have one down in the workout room. So
okay.
Bring it up. Just do a little bouncing here. Bounce, city, bounce, 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 bounce. 8 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Friday, the 25th of March. This is the last Friday of the month? It is. It is, in fact, the last Friday.
Yeah,
a week from today is April 1st. April Fools. The Elizabeth Taylor situation. Interesting how things shake out, sort of, in a 24-hour period. Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com asked you to tell us what your favorite Elizabeth Taylor movie was. And, let's see, 33% of you said it was impossible to pick only one. 22% of you said National Velvet, 17% of you said Cleopatra, 12% of you said Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, let's see here, 5% said Butterfield, 4% said Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and a couple of others sort of showed up there. The Elizabeth Taylor death, the passing, and the equivalent tributes that have been paid to her, the one thing that does bother me about this. Your friends and mine, the Phelps family, the Westboro Baptist Church, yesterday said that they were going to picket her funeral. Now, I do not believe
that.
Well, here, because there was a private funeral that she's already been buried. I think they kept it quiet. She's already in the ground at Forest Lawn.
How did that happen so fast?
24 after. Well, because they moved fast and they buried her up next to Michael Jackson. And it's done. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think she stayed with Judaism, and you know the belief of Jewish people is that you got to get in the ground.
Get them in the ground.
Within 24 hours of your death. So anyway, she passed away. She's been buried. There was a Twitter stream. If you follow Twitter, you can follow us on Facebook and some Twitter. Most of our action is Facebook. Margie Phelps, who's the daughter of that fool, Fred Phelps, she's the legal advisor for the Westboro Baptist Church and de facto spokesperson for this congregation based in Kansas. I'm going to drive through Kansas in a couple of weeks. Maybe I ought to go by there and pay him a visit. What do you think?
I think you should.
Meet, after all, our discussion on the air with Fred Phelps was so successful.
Yeah, you guys are such good friends.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Anyway, so if you look at the Twitter stream, it's full of messages disparaging Elizabeth Taylor and stating that they plan to demonstrate at her funeral. So now that she's already buried, it's a moot point unless there is a public service later on. And if that's the, I don't know, is that the case? Is that the way? It'd be interesting to see what the family does in reaction to this. Anyway, their Twitter stream said, quote, no RIP, no rest in peace, Elizabeth Taylor, who spent her life in adultery and enabling proud fags. They cuss her in hell today. Westboro will picket the funeral. Anyway, she was the first person to sort of step up when Rock Hudson, a very good friend of hers, died of AIDS. She became one of the first celebrities really to advocate.
Such jerks.
More than that. They're despicable. They're not even subhuman beings.
How do you even take that from the Bible? Jesus never turned his back on anybody.
A lot of these splinter groups are all about. There are a lot of things. The Book of Mormon, for example, there are a lot of things in there that have nothing to do with any of this. I don't even know. Does the Mormon church recognize Jesus? I don't even know.
No. Well, yes. No, they also recognize Joseph Smith.
And Brigham Young.
Right.
Yeah, but aren't they they're the real leaders? Jesus is just a sort of an inconvenient problem for them in their understanding of how the world is. I don't understand. I get into trouble when I start talking about religion. Maybe somebody who's listening in Salt Lake can call us at 800-510-8255, just as an aside, straightening out whether Jesus is a part of the philosophy or the religion. I don't claim to have a lot of knowledge.
Well, it's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Exactly. There's a big church, but it's, where is it, on Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles. There's one in Washington. As you go around the Beltway, Michael, is it on 395, 495? It's to the east of the city itself. And there are others. Their cathedrals are actually quite beautiful. And the LDN, isn't that? Latter-day Saints, they call themselves the LDS,
Have you ever been to the big temple in Utah? It's gorgeous.
I have not been to the big temple.
I mean, I haven't been inside because I'm not allowed.
And I've been in Salt Lake plenty of times. I'll have Jack Stockwell bring me over there maybe when I'm there in a couple of weeks. At any rate, this is despicable. They're despicable. They've done this. They've pulled this stuff off at Elizabeth Edwards' funeral, Heath Ledger's funeral, Natasha Richardson's funeral, all of the soldiers. They're lower than dirt, in my opinion. They're welcome to do what they do because this is a free country, for the most part. Anyway, the whole situation tonight on Broadway in New York City, the marquees will go dark at 8 o'clock in honor of her. I don't know what they did in Hollywood last night, or if they're going to do something tonight. There, same way. A lot of Hollywood celebrities are buried in this area. Where she has been laid to rest. And they have really some wonderful tributes that have been coming in. We'll play some excerpts of some of the things that people have said about Elizabeth Taylor in case you haven't heard it. I think it's worth one more run through, frankly. 800-510-8255. It's kind of interesting also to look at the marriage chain. I find those stories to be pretty interesting. The most interesting, I don't want to overuse the word, but fascinating, maybe is the better word, that she married this Larry Fortensky, who was a truck driver and a construction worker. She met him when they were going through their treatment at Betty Ford Center.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was 20 years younger.
Yeah. Maybe even a little more, actually.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's ranch was where the wedding took place.
Was a tabloid circus.
Remember that? The helicopters all over the place. And there was a journalist who helicoptered out and then parachuted down.
Desperation.
Ah, my God. Isn't it amazing? All right, it's 15 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Good day to you.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our million jar celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday morning, our focus on Elizabeth Taylor, because it does seem right to listen to some of this stuff. It actually seems pleasant to hear people, Elton John, affected by Liz Taylor. He paid tribute to her during his concert the other night.
Today is a sad day because today I lost a friend and you lost a hero. She was an incredible woman and I was privileged to have known her. And God bless you, Elizabeth. God knows how we're going to replace you. This is for you and your beautiful memory.
Most interesting, Debbie Reynolds was a friend with Liz Taylor, and it was Liz Taylor who took her husband away from her. She was married to Eddie Fisher, and for some reason or other, Liz was attracted to him and managed to take her away. Debbie Reynolds was, I think, relieved, maybe, to get rid of him.
It was okay.
Yeah, here she talks about, in general terms, Liz Taylor.
Since we're 17, we went to school together at MGM Studios. Elizabeth was always a young, great star, and then I came over to the studio when I was really young, and we went to school together, so we became, you know, little girls together, kind of, and had a lot of fun together, and I was at her wedding with Mike Todd and went through all her different turbulent times and even gave her my husband, for goodness sake. I think of Elizabeth as really fun. Elizabeth was fun, and in her early part of her life, she had a wonderful time. She had a swinging first part of her life, and then in the last part of her life, she was a very giving girl. She really learned how to work for a charity and worked for HIV very hard because Rock Hudson was a good friend of hers. And when all that happened, she joined right in, and she worked really hard for that cause, and it meant a lot to her. Her work in charity meant a lot to her. She didn't like school at all because, you know, she was a star and under contract, and so they, like Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, they put her in a lot of pictures and worked her really hard, and they had nothing to say about it because they're under contract. So she didn't get to have a really youthful, happy-go-lucky like I did. You know, I was just in school and a normal kid, and I was very fortunate to just have those free years. She never really had that.
One of the things that I heard her say is that, and this has been said by lots of other people, how she loved dirty jokes. She was really bawdy. Her language was really salty. Interesting, huh? Reflections on Elizabeth Taylor, 21 after the hour, and Good Day.
Oh. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We're at 23 minutes after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden now in his perch. Is your picture the same size as your video, the same size
you know,
as mine?
It's
or
funny
is mine?
You should mention that. That's mine. Just what I was working on. Your picture is our actual screen is the exact same size. But yeah. I've zoomed in on you a little bit more because you're so much better looking than me.
Thank you very much.
Because you're so pretty.
So actually, your head looks a little bit bigger and fatter than mine does on the screen. Yeah.
And that's really kind of impossible because your head in reality is much bigger and fatter than mine.
Yeah, I do. So you do, the perspective I have right now is you look a little larger than I.
Larger than life.
Which is nuts.
Video streaming at DougSteffen.com. All right, we were talking a minute ago, before we get back to some of the tributes for Elizabeth Taylor, I wanted to spend a little more time because I think some of these are refreshing. It's nice to hear some of these people. Not that we haven't heard a whole bunch of stuff, but I don't think in this circumstance, pardon the pun, having heard the last little snippet of music, I don't want to beat this to death, but I do think that she's already dead. That's terrible.
You had to say it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
And I know this is one of your pet peeves, and while I was in the video studio getting the feed set up, I heard Elton John use the term hero.
Hmm.
Would you consider her a hero?
No.
She did a lot of great things.
But she did, I think she was an extraordinarily helpful person. I think she has done things that put her on the map that made her and others take note of what others were afraid to talk about. And thus the reference, these idiots at the Westboro Baptist Church who want to protest her funeral. They fortunately, if they do have some sort of public funeral for her friends, she and her family decided apparently before she died to have a quick burial, which is in the tradition of the Jewish faith, which she stayed with, I guess, the rest of her life. So she's already been buried. And it's over. So I thought of this when I thought of the Westboro Baptist Church, and I thought this is a really good trivia question for us to follow. Again, thinking of those in the Westboro Baptist Church, rat poison is an effective means of dealing with problems you have with rats. Which one of these is the major contributing factor to the efficacy of rat poison? You pick one of the answers and you get the swell prize at 800-510-8255. Don't you love the way my mind works?
I know. I'm so
I should love the way it yep. Well, they are. These guys are, they're rats. All right, so rat poison. Well,
listen, follow the bouncing ball.
Follow the bouncing ball. Richie's sitting on it at the moment. I'm getting my own ball, by the way, Richie.
I heard about it, the blue one.
Blue ball.
Mine's orange.
Oh, Lord.
I got it.
All right, so anyway, which one of these is the major contributing factor to the fact that rat poison works? A, rats are greedy and will eat all the poison. B, rat poison tastes good. C, rat poison smells good. Or D, rats cannot vomit. Which of those four things is the reality that makes rat poison work? We've talked about this a little bit in the last 4 or 5 months, but I think if you put two and two together, you'll come up with the right answer, which you will call into us at 800-510-8255, all right? Again, the poison, and maybe if just happens to some of it waft into the Westboro Baptist Church, it'll be all right. The means of dealing with rats. It's rat poison. Why does it work? A, rats are greedy and will eat it all up. B, rat poison tastes good. C, rat poison smells good. And D, rats cannot vomit.
E, all of the above.
Yeah right. I was going to ask if it was a trick question like that.
All right. 800-510-8255. So there are some more stars. Richie, if Carol, well, I don't do the Carol Burnett thing. We had... you know what? I want to save all of these because we're not.
Okay.
We're a little squeezed on time here. We'll spend a few more minutes on Liz Taylor. We'll get the answer to our rat question and then move into a couple of other things. I do think, though, it's appropriate to go back to what you said a minute ago, Jennifer. Her vast work, charitable work, is what she. She's well known for all kinds of things, but best remembered for that and her great acting. I hope that's the way it works. 28 after the hour.
In today's economic climate, retirement planning has become essential. Contributing to an individual retirement account, or IRA, is vital to Americans' future financial health. While financial advisors recommend that people open and contribute to IRAs as early as possible, it's never too late to begin. If you're not sure where to start, the AAA Deposit Program recommends that the first thing you need to do is decide what kind of IRA you'd like to open. One type of IRA, the Roth IRA, is funded through after-tax income. Anyone can open one as long as their income falls below the maximum specified by the IRS. You can withdraw your contributions to a Roth IRA at any time, but to withdraw earnings tax-free, you must be at least 59 and a half years old and have held the account for at least 5 years. For information about AAA's deposit program, visit AAA.com/deposits or call 1-888-728-3230. That's 1-888-728-3230.
You know, I'm always on the go, and the Sears Automotive Center lets me schedule vehicle maintenance around my life. Their daily, extended, and weekend business hours, even on Sunday, makes car care more convenient and way less stressful.
Through March 26th, buy three of our best-selling Goodyear tires and get one free. Plus, save up to an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth. Just Better Oatmeal.
Mash mill?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By state.
All right, 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A few more moments. The death of Elizabeth Taylor has taken people back a little bit. Number five on our countdown this week. And it's more interesting for a lot of people than what's going on in Tokyo, where, by the way, finally, this is as an aside, finally somebody has gotten it right and rationally looking at this story or what's going on over there in connection to... Actually, I heard two or three different pieces of audio that gave me hope that really the world hasn't gone mad and that people are just not as crazy as we think they are or not as easily led by the stupidos in the news factories that are just out here pushing their
path. Ooh, love that term.
What, the news factories?
Yeah.
Yeah, the path that comes out of these people, the drivel... The writing, the reporting.
There's radiation in Anaheim, California now. That was the big story. Yeah,
there's radiation over my farm. Yeah. The cows produce stuff that creates radiation.
I had radiation in my bathroom this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big night last night.
Is radiation. why do you think they call them the radiators?
Good one, Dougie. Look at you.
Well, not because they build nuclear radiation. It's because they radiate heat.
Well, they also radiate heat. Some of the stuff from the nuclear is heat.
Nuclear fission going on inside your radiator.
How do you know? You don't know that. You don't know that.
I do know that.
That is all kinds
of idiot.
It is.
Why do you think they call it a radiator?
Why do you think they call it a radiator?
Hey,
kill me.
I don't want to do that, Rasheed. There's not enough radiation for me to do that anyway. The radiator emits radiation. It's just a low level of radiation.
It does not emit any radiation.
Where's the... you know what? That story, but however, having said that, that makes about as much sense as some of the garbage that has come out of the news media from the coverage of this story. It's about as accurate as some of that garbage that has come out. So let's put it in perspective, okay? Radiators are radiating. It's just
did you see him try to pull his, how do you know it doesn't, Jennifer?
Have you been inside of it?
It doesn't.
Can you prove it?
Can you prove there's no nuclear reactor inside your radiator?
Can't prove that. All right, so we were talking about Elizabeth Taylor's funeral and how it's already taken place. She's buried. And the rats from the Westboro Baptist Church were trying to figure out how they could protest her protest her life at her funeral because she supported the AIDS, helping those who have AIDS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not even going to repeat some of the stuff on that tweet. But I did find this question having to do with rats that I thought was appropriate. Rat poison effective as a means with dealing with rats, and it's for a particular reason that it works so well. Is it that rats are greedy and they eat up all the poison? Is it because the poison tastes good or because it smells good or because rats can't vomit? 800-510-8255. Let us see here. Catherine's in Salt Lake City. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi.
How are you today?
Sleepy, but...
You're sleepy!
Good morning!
Good morning! I've slept the whole night through. Good morning to you. So, Catherine, what is the reason that rat poison works so well?
Well, there's a particular rat poison, a little green cube, and rats can't vomit, so they die from it.
There's a the rat poison, there are two or three different kinds of rat poison. The one that seems to be used the most is the one that doesn't allow them to cough back up what they have, so they just eat and eat and eat and sort of explode. Also, there is an ingredient in rat poison which is like, was it warfarin? It thins the blood, and they bleed to death.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As both of those things are.
Hey, meet the guy who thought these up.
Yeah. Well, he's probably a member
you
of the
You know what we'll do.
If it'll kill a rat, it must make my heart feel better.
Give them something that tastes great. They'll eat and eat and eat until they explode. Right. Won't that be great?
A former member of the Westboro Baptist Church, no doubt, the guy that
likely
this. All right, so, Kathy, did you hear my comments about Mormons a few minutes ago? Are you a Mormon?
Yes, but I didn't hear it.
All right, I was asking about, and I asked this, and I'm not being facetious, most people who live in Salt Lake City are Mormons, right? Aren't about 80% of the population of Salt Lake is Mormon? Isn't that about right?
I think it's probably an even break.
Oh, is it 50-50? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I wondered out loud, we were talking about Smith and Brigham Young and that sort of thing, and how much of a factor, even though the church is called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, how much of a factor is Jesus really in what you believe?
Oh, 100%.
100%. So you don't believe the Mormons, and I have never honestly... I plead ignorance on this, and I'd be the first one if somebody wants to throw a snowball at me. I have not studied. I've studied or I've read about the founders of the church, but I can't tell you I know a lot about the church other than stuff that you see in foolish television shows like Big Love. And so, by the way, what do you think of that show?
I don't watch it.
Do you know what the principle of it is, though, the premise?
No.
It's about a Mormon family guy and his three wives and... the stuff that goes on. But not everybody who's a Mormon, far from it now, is married to more than one woman, right?
Oh, well, the LDS Church doesn't practice polygamy.
Anymore?
The fundamental FLDS Church, they practice polygamy. But if you practice polygamy in the LDS Church, you're excommunicated.
Are you? Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
So there's a separate sect, SECT, that has moved away from a protesting group that kept them out of
just
the mainstream.
Just like any religion, I mean, where there's
protesting.
A fundamentalist extreme.
Yeah. Right, fundamentalist.
Right, so anyway, is it my understanding that Jesus Christ is the formidable focus and it isn't the Trinity? You don't believe in the Trinity, or do you believe in the Trinity?
Well, we don't believe the Trinity in one. We believe that Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are three separate personages.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I think that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that's the Trinity. And I think, I'm trying to remember back, I'm a New England Congregationalist by birth, I guess, and experience. So that's what I know. The best. Although I did when I was in college, I made it my business to study religions. I studied religions, major religions of the world. And interestingly enough, at that time, the Mormon religion
wasn't for whatever the reason, something that the prof wanted to study. We studied most of all the religions that were a part of Middle Eastern origins and Asian origin, but we never studied the Mormon Church. And so I would probably sound somewhat ignorant when I talk about them from time to time. I've been led to believe that there is a certain amount of intolerance for other forms of thinking. Do you feel that that's fair or unfair when people say that the Mormons are intolerant?
Oh, I think that's unfair. The LDS Church even has a program that invites other religions to talk about their religion and mm-hmm. their beliefs. And I think the LDS Church is probably one of the most tolerant.
Have you always been a Mormon?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You grew up in so what is the life of Brigham Young or Mr. Smith? What is that's probably the biggest thing that I have that I don't understand, how it was that they created sort of this church and so many people embrace them almost as deity.
Well, at the time that Joseph Smith was a very young boy of about the age of 14, he was having a problem with figuring out. There was a lot of arguments going on. This was back east, and a lot of arguments going on between different religions as to who was the correct religion. And Joseph Smith, as a young boy, had a problem with this. So he went out on his own into the woods and knelt in prayer, and he had a vision. And the presence of the Father and the Son, and they expressed to him not to join any of the various religions around, but because there is a scripture in the Holy Bible that says that you can pray for the correct answer, and that's mm-hmm. basically what he did, mm-hmm. and he was instructed that there was a set of golden plates in a hill, Cumorah, that at some point in time he would be instructed to go and dig up those plates, at which time he did, which was several years later. So he did go to the hill, Cumorah, in New York. He dug up the plates, and he kept those and had them, and he translated them with the assistance of some other mm-hmm. Gentlemen. And this is all in the Book of Mormon.
All right. So the final question, there's a play on Broadway that just opened this week called The Book of Mormon. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
It's supposedly hilarious, but not very flattering to the Mormon Church. And that sort of brings me around to wondering why it is that there seems to be the people that I know who are Mormons, and they seems to be an intolerance, or at least that's what the outside world feels about Mormons, an intolerance to other religions or other points of view. And also, there are a lot of people who say that the Mormon men are not respectful of Mormon women, that they're put into a different category, they're not equal. Is that true or not?
No, that's absolutely not true. Women are equal. We just have different roles in life, The men in the church are the bearers of the priesthood, and women do not hold the priesthood in the LDS Church, mm-hmm. but they have their own role as mothers and wives, uh-huh. And they have they're equal in all aspects of living and life and partnerships and marriages. And uh-huh. I don't know where people get these ideas from, but.
Well, it's the same. The root of it is the same source of, we talk about how the news media is doing such a bad job of reporting what's going on in Japan. There's probably a lot of that sort of thing, misinformation, miscommunication. And so I'm glad to have had the opportunity.
I have to tell you, Catherine, you are an excellent spokesperson.
Yeah, you understand what's going on.
Nice conversation.
Thank you. That was very nice.
Well, Catherine, making us understand.
I appreciate that. I'm half asleep, but
you're doing a great job.
We're going to send you a Doug Steffen commemorative item, if you'll hold on, please. Thank you very much. Here's
sweet.
Scott, did you want to add to that?
No, she did quite a good job. Yeah. I was just wondering how you could confuse Baptists with Mormons. I mean, those are extreme.
I think that's why I said it, because I thought there were extreme difference between. I mean, I think that many people feel that the only thread other than them both being sort of Protestant is that they're both viewed by many as being pretty intolerant. And I think that's why I put them together.
Still, yes. I've sort of accepted people are somewhat intolerant, but I usually respond to them, well, tell me something new that I already heard.
You're a Baptist? You're a Baptist.
No, I'm a Mormon.
You're a Mormon, okay. How many Mormons are there in Texas?
Oh, there's quite a few. I just found out that here in El Paso, one of our main streets was named after a Mormon.
Really?
Donovan, the major street here.
Huh.
I've
driven down
Mormon
that street.
History,
yeah.
The Mormon history is sort of interesting. We are the only religion to have extermination orders given by Governor Boggs from Missouri. We actually were leaving the United States because we had enough, because that our rights were not being protected by the government.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot because of some of the things that we've been talking about here. All right, got to scoot down the chute here, Scott. Thank you for the call. Dr. Ken right around the corner, and I think, Richie, we got to we'll squeeze Dr. Ken in here as time allows.
Okay.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 13 before the hour, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And, yes, some details about the passing of Elizabeth Taylor. A lot of people thought she was going to make it. This wasn't that serious a deal. Turned out not to be true. Ken, we had a conversation with Jennifer Christman, who is one of the advisors, one of the dietitians that help people. That's one of the things, the hallmarks of this MetaFast diet is having help, support from their professional staff there. Is that one of the reasons that you, as a medical doctor, thought that this plan, the MetaFast plan, was so good?
Absolutely. Dietitians are among the unsung heroes of medicine. They're wonderful people, and adding them to the MetaFast program is just added value you can't find in most dietary programs.
Pretty easy to get on board. It's pretty easy to lose the weight. Richie's the king at the moment of the three who
That's
are
right.
actually on the diet. Richie's lost the most. Jennifer second.
Winning.
Roberta's third.
Winning.
I'm fourth. Winning.
Winning.
Winning. So I eat 5 MetaFast meals a day, and then a one meal, one-time lean and green meal, Rich Ritchie has done. But he's followed the plan, and I'm very proud of him. He's done it just exactly the way he's supposed to. Choosing from the 70 MetaFast meals, how hard was that for each of you to do? Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, how hard was it for you to decide what
real
you
easy.
Wanted?
Real easy.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. I
tried, 8 or 10 or 12 and then picked out my 4 or 5
favorites.
And I kind of just stick with them.
Yeah.
Stick with the 4, 5, 6 favorites.
I like the chicken noodle soup, actually.
I do too. I
like the soups.
The chili and the stew are very good.
I haven't done that, but I've
been. And the mint chocolate bar, peanut bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the peanut bar.
Brownies, you make brownies, you got
the mango soft serve.
Vanilla.
There have been times I've eaten that like 3 times a day.
During the day.
Everybody gets the point. Here's what you do. MetaFast meals, scientifically formulated to keep you full and fit and satisfied. Log on to MetaFastKen.com, or the better way to actually do it is call 800-506-4115. They give you the $50 off deal with MetaFast products. 800-506-4115. Get the support and lose the weight. So what happened to Elizabeth Taylor?
She died of heart failure. She actually underwent an experimental procedure that involves something called the mitre clip. It's an experimental procedure, Doug, that involves repairing a leaky heart valve using a clip device without open heart surgery. And unfortunately, heart failure, it's the most common admission for people over age 65. Over 5 million Americans have it, 500,000 new cases a year, and about 60% will survive only 5 years.
All right, here's a story about Coco. Pretty good health benefits if you're having enough of it, right?
out of the American Heart Association meeting this week, cocoa may actually have a significant health benefit. It's associated with lowered blood pressure, improved blood vessel health, and improvement in cholesterol levels.
All right, so check that out. And also, if you sleep less, you need to eat more to make up for that. Is that sort of what that's saying, that story?
People of normal weight eat more when they sleep less, out of the American Heart Association.
Yeah, duh.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're at 53 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us now to focus on your life, the kind of time and effort you put into your Facebook connections. Jennifer and I are just talking about that and the different Facebook pages that I have. And there's some news about Twitter. But before we get to that, our technology tailor, who is Alex Goldfain, has a story about how Apple has said yes to a man whose wife said no.
No.
All right. This ought to be good. Stand by.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits. Buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A small story made its way around the web this week. Small story, huge lessons for business. One man had stood in line for hours to buy himself one of Apple's new iPad 2s, but he had to return it. Inside the returned box was a sticky note that read, quote, "My wife said no." This made its way to two Apple executives who were monitoring iPad returns. They thought this wasn't acceptable, so they sent the man a free iPad 2. It also had a sticky note which read, quote, "Apple said yes." Great story, right? Well, what it is really is a great, brilliant marketing lesson by Apple. This story got picked up by websites around the internet, and thousands of people now know how far Apple can go for its customers. What's the lesson? If you deal with customers, one thrilled consumer can lead to thousands of excited ones. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes for free online at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
All right, so Jennifer and I are working on, we actually set up a couple of different Facebook, well, no, is this a Twitter account or a Facebook? This is a Facebook account.
Facebook we're talking about.
All right,
yes.
So we have, there's a Doug Steffen Show Facebook page. That's the one for you to pay attention to. And a lot of you we have discovered because when we first sort of signed on, if you'll pardon the pun, I'm always doing that. I'm always pardoning the pun. I've come up with better usages of some of these words. Maybe I wouldn't have to pardon the pun. You remember the old the puns that we used to laugh at? We called them two-thirds of a pun, and they were P-U's.
They really stink.
Anyway, so we have the Facebook accounts, and I'm trying to sort of centralize everything. So, Jennifer, say hi to some of the people who are on the old Facebook page.
Yeah, what's going on is that Doug has two personal pages and one show page now. So right. The people that were on Doug's page where Stephen Baldwin is in the picture,
yeah,
those people come over and find our show page, which is Good Day Show. And
well, we're going to direct you there.
We're going to direct you. We're going to put up some messages, and so just keep an eye out for them later today.
Right. You can put the Stephen Baldwin picture over there.
We could, but then that would be confusing because then you'll have everybody seeing Stephen Baldwin.
All right, but then if we did that, we could cancel. Couldn't we just shut down the Facebook? How easy is it just to shut down a Facebook page?
It's probably not the best thing because you want to put messages up for a little while to ask people to move over.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll figure it out. We'll get there.
iPhone has developed a new application using this whole idea of deleting messages and stuff on Facebook and Twitter. Mm-hmm. But this is more specific. This is developed for those who are drunk. iPhone developed a new application. The idea is to automatically delete messages when you put them up on Facebook that are when you're drunk. The application is called Last Night Never Happened. And can be bought for a couple of bucks. Deletes all embarrassing social network activity, including status updates, tweets, photos, comments, over a set period of time. Using the application is very easy. A user simply has to enter the time he or she started drinking, and all posts from their Facebook and Twitter accounts will be deleted automatically.
And by the way, iPhone doesn't develop these apps.
No.
It's just
this was
like
developed by a guy named David Cowan in England. He says, we all get carried away sometimes and end up posting embarrassing photos of ourselves, forgetting that all of our Facebook contacts can see them, and our family and potential employers are included in that list. So Last Night Never Happened is what it's called, an app.
Where was that 15 years ago when I really needed it?
Yeah, Richie, you're all right now. You're a substantial citizen of the community now.
Unfortunately.
Proud parent, et cetera. 59 after on Good Day.